At the South Dakota Governor's Ag Summit recently, a speaker from the National Ag Law Center, Harrison Pittman, alerted the audience to a new federal law that may cause a headache for small businesses, such as LLCs, partnerships, and trusts. The U.S. Department of Treasury's Corporate Transparency Act will be requiring information on beneficial ownership.
It's an anti-money laundering law. Larger entities basically provide this kind of information already. This was to come back and fill in an enforcement gap on these quote-unquote smaller business entities. And so going forward, it has reporting requirements.
While not targeting agricultural entities specifically, Pittman states many farms and ranches operate under a business entity structure, which for South Dakotans means they are registered with their Secretary of State. He believes very few small business owners are even aware of this new law.
There could be individuals with a dozen or more LLCs quickly, and some of those LLCs might be part of a C Corp or some other business entity, and they'll need to sort all that out. And there are timelines to pay attention to.
Existing entities must report by the end of the year, but new entities must file within 30 days of their formation. Both criminal and civil penalties of up to $500 per day are possible for noncompliance. Pittman states the Corporate Transparency Act is currently in litigation, but he encourages farmers and ranchers to be prepared to file.
I think people should pay attention to it, get their mind around what it's going to take. They may even want to go ahead and get the paperwork in place to be ready so that maybe later in the year, they don't want to get started in December, be ready by then and then file if you have to.
For greater details, do an online search for Corporate Transparency Law. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.